What else stood out in your mind?
Well, the fact that when you go to the LA Police Department, then you go to the fire department, and you go to the different agencies, they all said they couldn't comment, and some of them said they were told not to comment on the story. So that kind of stands out. If we look at the NSA, the government says if you have nothing to hide, don't worry. I think it kind of has a reverse role here. Now,
I think we have video of the scene. If we could show the video, you can see what we're kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about. There is the actual scene.
Okay, so. So as far as the accident goes and things that we do know, it was an extremely hot fire. And I've talked to military personnel who have said that this is an extremely hot fire, that this is not something you normally see with a car like this. This is a 2013 Mercedes-Benz. And a statement from Mercedes said that they are aware of the accident and waiting to help the LAPD, but they have not got the call from Los Angeles Police Department as of yet. So that intensity of the fire is very concerning. And also the placement of the engine and the drivetrain, as we see here, they are completely between 150 and 250 feet from the accident. However, the car was going south, and the engine and drivetrain were behind it. And after I spoke with a couple of university physics professors, they said in an accident like this, the engines and whatnot would go with the forward velocity of the.
So, what does your gut tell you in something like this? You've been on a lot of these stories. What are you looking at, and where are you going with this?
Well, I'm looking at the all possibilities. I mean, he could have been drinking and driving. That's certainly something he could have done. That he was near the clubs on Sunset Boulevard, so that's a possibility. But I'm more inclined to believe that there were absolutely zero skid marks. So something else happened. Either the car malfunctioned, or something was on the car that allowed that to trigger and blow up. Mercedes says their cars just don't blow up. They take great care for them not to do so.
You said something also very interesting, that cars can be remotely controlled. Is that you'd mentioned something to that effect?
Absolutely, and that came out of the University of San Diego here. They did a report in 2010, which they took like a basic car, like a Nissan Sentra, and using an iPad like we all have here on the desk, they were able to hack into the car system and operate the accelerator, the brakes, windshield wipers, lights, steering. So there are so many factors in play here. There's a lot more investigation that needs to be taken here, and I will continue to follow it. Obviously, if there's any kind of foul play involved, we want to make sure we get that out to the public.